Welcome to Fun Friday Fun
Hooray
Dance
for
Edition.
Fun Friday.
I'm Jan Williams.
And I'm John Burdick, and you're listening to Fun Friday here, your community voice on Friday. Fun things to do. We are doing the Fun Dance. You will find out first about what to do, where to go, who to see here in town. At the end of the show, we do have, of course, our stupidest criminal that made me laugh. Who do we have coming in today, Jan?
We will have our very own, and I'm honored to say this, Leslie Thatcher.
That legitimizes our show in some way, shape, or form. This doesn't mean that we're just broadcasting to ourselves.
We have to invite our Fun Friday fansters and all-around listeners to call in.
Yes, 655-8255, the number to call.
With their secrets of Sundance.
This is true. What, I mean, obviously the secret is not much of a secret, is to take the bus.
And if you are coming from L.A., good grief, bring some gloves and don't wear open-toe high-heel shoes.
But that's always the most entertaining, is just to sit there and watch who biffs it on Main Street. The fashion-forward people that just really didn't think about the gripping potential of those stilettos. So
maybe we have to come up with some sort of tire tread change
or
high
you,
heels.
This is our next $1 million idea. You know those like little galoshes things that you could put over your shoes? We'll make ones.
Oh, like
just,
when you're in second grade?
Yeah. We could make them just for stilettos. So like we could put
galoshes.
And we could bedazzle them. Somebody out there I'm sure has a bedazzler. Fun Friday
Thank you.
It's a first for me. So this is the Sundance edition of Fun Friday?
Fun Dance.
We're calling it Fun Dance. It is Fun
Until
Dance.
Until we get sued. It's Fun Dance.
On the local news hour, it actually starts on Monday because I'll be interviewing, you know, folks like John Cooper and Trevor Groth, of course, the director of the film festival and the director of programming. And those are really cool. Well, I told him, I said, I think you should just do a video clip and do like a shoe video. Yeah, the shoes of Sundance. There we go.
During the film festival, we have a very increased demand to use public transit. Yeah. On an average winter day during the Christmas rush, Park City Transit will board about 10,000 people. During the film festival, we average 30,000 a day.
A day?
A day.
Mr. Scott Bobrick will be calling in talking about how to cook the best wings for Super Bowl. Super Bowl and wings. Who knew that this would be coming together?
I don't know, but they're happy in Buffalo. Now, according to the National Chicken Council, roughly 1.2 billion, with a B, chicken wings will be consumed over Super Bowl weekend.
1.2 billion chicken
wings.
That's
a lot of chicken. What happens to the rest of them? Does it go to the colonel?
Who's the mother of the chicken wing there?
Teresa Bellissimo?
Bellissimo.
Bellissimo? You knew. Why'd you make me say it?
It was more fun.
Okay, it was.
Well, Stephen, we're going to leave you with a Fun Friday Super Bowl fact so you can entertain your friends. The toilet is flushed more times during halftime of the Super Bowl than any other time of the year.
Because tomorrow's Dr. Seuss' birthday. Anniversary.
He'll be 109 years old tomorrow.
Wow. We have our own little ode to Dr. Seuss.
Happy birthday to you, great Dr. Seuss. You're so much better than Mother Goose.
I liked you when I was just two. I read you now when I am blue.
I learned to cook with your 18th book, but my ham turned green and my eggs smelled worse than Pacific sardines.
Thank you for giving us Cat in the Hat, for Fishes of Red and Blue and all that.
For Horton and Grinches and Zoo Ziffer Carzay, we'll always remember you on this day.
Oh. Yippee! That is talent.
Yeah, well, we tried to incorporate some of it. There'll be cake, is what they say.
Yeah.
Our show is always sponsored by cake. And you're better off because you listen to Fun Friday.
Yes, yes, thank you.
You're already a fanster. You're like number 12. You're
Woo-hoo!
In the top. You're in the top 10 anyway. So.
You're number 12.
You're number 12. You're in the top 10.
I think that's the quote of the day.
We got a minute to get these criminals in. Three criminals, of course. And my favorite right now, I'm going to say to anybody out there considering the life of crime and building a meth lab in the back of a pickup truck, you're not going to want to drive drunk. We have Jesus Mata, who fakes a robbery to avoid telling his wife that he blew $1,000 at the strip club.
That's the one I wanted to hear.
We have the would-be Jedi, who's jailed over lightsaber attack.
Definitely the Jedi.
For the would-be Jedi, who attacked a toy store customer with a pair of lightsabers. Not just one, a pair of lightsabers. More. David Allen Canterbury, already seeking mental health treatment, really? He had a lightsaber in each hand, swung at three customers in December, and he carried the lightsaber outside the store and swung at police. And this is the best part. He was able to fend off the taser blows with one of the lightsabers. Officers eventually wrestled to the ground. No one was injured. And Canterbury has banned this man. He's been banned for life from Toys R Us.
Fun Friday, Fun Friday.